Thank you, Valerie. It's good to be with you today. You might have wondered what's the gibberish in the back of the room, and that's our youngest son, Mason. You can tell where we've been because there's little breadcrumbs that kind of follow us all along, and the other two are in school today. It's a pleasure to be with you today, along with three of our top-notch students that you'll get to hear just a couple of minutes from here in a few moments. To give you a little bit of a homecoming update, and it's my understanding that this is kind of a tradition here over the past couple of years. Amber and I have been talking about running Mason for governor. Then we talked about Supreme Court judge, and she nixed that one pretty quick. So we're down to just trying to get him into Craft Academy in a couple of years, but we try to take them along whenever we can, because I don't get home to get to see them very often. So wherever I go, we try to drag them periodically. I have about three or four slides, and then I want to introduce some of our spectacular students. As you know, we came through quite a budget melee last spring, and from my perspective, navigated it certainly better than some of the other schools did. Just as a very high-level overview, our freshman students are up about 10% this fall, which is excellent. That's a great number to be able to project on the screen. Our residence halls are almost full, low 90%, which is good. Our retention's up 4% to 73, 74%. Craft Academy was named one of the top 32 high schools in the nation, not in Kentucky, in the nation. And we still continue to get rankings around most affordable, top publics in the South, safety, and the list goes on, as well as a lot of our programs getting very good accolades. So while we continue to kind of navigate some of the budget challenges, things tend to trend at least in a good direction from this standpoint. You might know that ADUC is, we hope, coming to a close here soon. It's been a little bit messy over there, but we're slowly starting to get that cleaned up. We'll have a grand opening here at Homecoming, and you'll hear more about that in a couple of minutes. This is the inside, just a quick snapshot and a sneak peek of the new ballroom. So if you're able to come over and join us, it's beautiful. Hopefully you'll be able to come through the building when we cut the ribbon on that around Homecoming. Butler Hall has served the campus well, and we're probably going to move that building along and green space that area during the winter break when all the students are gone. So you may see a couple of trucks moving in and out of there, taking this building off. Nobody's lived in it for years, and we're going to try to get that space cleaned up. The real reason that we're here is talk about Homecoming 2018, and I thought what better way to do it than to showcase three of our great students. So I've asked a couple of them to be here today. Brandon Breyer, who's consequently from Maine, is our SGA president. Brandon's doing a great job as president there, aspiring law school student, we hope, trying to get him into law school soon. He's going to tell you a little bit about what's going on in the student world. Tom Kurtzinger, who's from Louisville, is our coordinator of CAB. That's the Student Activities Board. He'll tell you a little bit about the schedule for Homecoming. And then also Lawson Page, who's our quarterback and team football captain, will also tell you a little bit about the games to come. So Brandon, you want to come up and tell them a little bit about what's going on in the SGA world? We always like to showcase students when we can, and I couldn't think of three better individuals than to put before you than these three guys. So Brandon.
Fortunately, I don't have a child here with me to put up on the screen for you all. But as Dr. Morgan said, my name is Brandon Breyer. I'm serving as the SGA student body president and student regent for the 2018-19 term. And Dr. Morgan asked me to come and just update you all on kind of what's going on with students kind of internally and then externally as we can make an impact in the community. So First, internally, we developed a strategic plan for the first time in my history of being on SGA. That can be found on the SGA website. We hit the common bullet points of addressing student concerns, but one of the things that impacts the community is initiative for philanthropic initiatives. You may all have known last year we did a 5K run with the pup where we donated over $700 to the Tri-County Animal Shelter, as well as a social media campaign that donated $500 to the Shriners Hospital. And so we look forward to doing that going forward. One of the bigger things on our strategic plan is university partnerships on campus. We just solidified one last night where we gave $2,000 to counseling and health services to use as a copay bank for students who don't have the money so that they can get treated. And so my administration is looking to make actual real tangible impacts on campus, but that is also going to be trickling over into the community, which is where each of you come in. And we would love to entertain the idea of doing partnerships with some of your all's local businesses, as well as getting in on the philanthropic initiative. So please feel free to reach out to me if you have any ideas or if you'd like to come speak at our SGA Congress. And so just because our senators are representing our students, obviously they live in the community as well. And this is a vital partnership between SGA. We are there to address the concerns of the students, but the concerns of the students are the same as the concerns of the community. We have a very big tone of seriousness this year with SGA. It's something that I haven't seen in the past. We've been doing a good job of addressing the concerns of the students. We have a lot of big things to come up. And we're also doing an outreach to get student discounts at community partners. So I know some of you all have a 10% discount at some of your local businesses, but we're looking to broaden that further so that we can increase student and community branching partnerships. So again, that is all I have, just a few brief bullet points. If you do have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me, bhbreyer@morehandstate.edu, or we're on the website. Thank you, guys.
Good afternoon. My name is Tom Kurtzinger. I'm the coordinator of public relations at Morehead State University for Campus Activities Board, or CAB. Just to kind of give you all a little rundown of who we are and what we do on campus, because we're rebranding this year. We used to be SPB. So there's five student-led areas that make up Campus Activities Board. It's cultural programming, entertainment programming, educational programming, weekend programming, and then public relations. We do a lot of different planning execution of events on campus, such as our legacy programs, Eagle Fest, Family Weekend, Homecoming, the Holiday Carnival. We do awareness events, cultural events, study, management, magicians, moving along, different things like that. So for Homecoming, which is like one of our biggest events, we are going to have two events on campus for students and faculty, which will be Monday, which is the Eagle Spirit Decorating Contest. So faculty and staff will be challenged to decorate their office, and then we'll come around and judge them and award winners. And then that you can reach out to cab@morehandstate.edu to register for that, or call Jane Tenier, who is the individual that's over Campus Activities Board. On Tuesday, we have Eagle Street Art Show. But Thursday is when it gets into the community events. So that will be our Eagle Pep Rally at 7 p.m. in the AAC Gym. We're going to have food trucks and different things. We're going to have a DJ and live entertainment. We recommend that you all come out and help support the Eagles. And traditionally, we would have the parade that evening, but it's going to be moved to Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. on Main Street, which will lead into the homecoming tailgate, which brings me to Lawson's spiel about the homecoming game.
Hey everyone, my name is Lawson Page. I'm a quarterback for Morehead State. I'd just like to start off by saying thank you all for all the support that you've shown towards MSU athletics. We wouldn't be able to do what we do if it wasn't for you guys. So thank you so much. With Coach T being our head coach, we've had the best attendance in the PFL for the past 6 years. And that speaks volumes, because personally speaking, you know, going out on that field and looking up at the home side, it means a lot to see you all out there cheering for us, and that gives us motivation, because it also shows us that it's not our football team versus their football team. It's Morehead as a whole and as a community. So just want to thank you all for that. And with that being said, I'd just like to encourage everybody to come out to our game this Saturday and encourage everyone to come out to our homecoming game on the 20th. Thank you, guys.
As you can see, we've got some of the best students that you could ask for, and these three folks just happen to be leaders in their own respective right over the units that have quite a bit to do with homecoming. Each of them mentioned a couple of dates, and as we change some of these dates and try to position them well, I wanted to see if we could make an appeal to you for some help. One of the reasons that we moved the homecoming parade from Thursday evening, late afternoon evening, to Saturday is to get more alumni participation there. We also wanted to open that up so local and regional families, those of you that are ordinarily attending, could come on Saturday as well. So I went out on a limb and saying, yes, let's move this. So don't prove me wrong. We hope that you'll show up on Saturday morning about 9 or 9:30. Next thing I wanted to mention is, I told you we can't make it through anything hardly with him. Wanted to mention also that on Friday, October 19th, at 11 o'clock, will be the ribbon cutting for ADUC. And that's going to be quite a large event. It'll be over here, right around the bookstore area of ADUC. And we're asking all the local area to come, and we hope to have alumni there as well. That's a beautiful facility. After that ribbon cutting is done, there'll be an opportunity to walk through the building and look at it. And we're very proud of that, and will be a very nice anchor for campus. Lawson, our quarterback, mentioned the homecoming game coming up on the 20th. We're trying to get as many people as we can there, as largest crowd. That's certainly a festive weekend with tailgating, lots of food, fun, and festivities. So after the parade goes down Main Street, we're hopeful that people will kind of merge right into the tailgating around 11 o'clock that day, and then stay around for the game at around 2 o'clock or so. So if you have the opportunity, come make it an Eagle Day with us, starting with the parade all the way through the game, and let's have a big one. Don't forget the game on this Saturday. Brad mentioned that. Saturday, this coming Saturday, the 6th at noon, trying to increase our participation at the football games. Normally the stands are full, but we'd love to have people standing around, standing room only. So lots of good things going on at the university. This particular instance is around homecoming, but if you're able to come over and join us, drive around and look a little bit. It's a little noisy, a little messy. We're trying to get some construction cleaned up, but progress sometimes is painful. And as we get other buildings kind of cleaned up and in position like we think we'd like to have them long term, we've still got a little ways to go. Our focus has been on enrollment, and you can see in our enrollment services staff have done a wonderful job along with our other general faculty and staff on nudging those incoming freshman numbers up. And that's very heartening for us, because if you don't have a solid incoming first-year freshman class group of students, you don't have a whole lot to look forward to. So with this 10% increase, we feel like we've got a good next 4 years at least with that group. And then our goal is to consecutively try to move more freshman classes in that are a little bit above some of our historical norms. So while we continue to navigate some of the problems that Frankfurt and others pass our way, we continue to have good people doing good things, and we've got a great university. So thank you for your support. Look forward to seeing you around homecoming.